Matt Connor with Third Connor Farms was named Farmer of the Year during the Statesboro Bullock Chamber of Commerce Farm City Week luncheon held on Tuesday, November 14, 2023 at the Bullock County Agricultural Complex. The Chamber recognizes and celebrates the economic impact of agriculture and the commitment of its ag partners every year through this special event. Bullock County Farmer David Cromley speaking. Dwayne Grice. Keynote speaker David Cromley, Kairos Farms. The keynote speaker for the luncheon, David Cromley, co-owner of Kairos Farms in Brooklet, Georgia, is a sixth-generation farmer in Bullock County, president of the Bullock County Farm Bureau, and a cornerstone of the agricultural community. He began his presentation by singing a moving excerpt from Where Corn Don't Grow, and titled his talk, Decisions. Cromley shared the factors that led him to return to his family farm in Bullock County after completing an internship in Atlanta post-college. He compelled the audience to consider the four R's as they relate to farming and to our community: right source, right place, right time, right amount. In farming and in our community, each of these need to be right in order to optimize growth and harvest. When it came to choosing his path, he recognized that delayed gratification and working for something not yet seen meant waiting for the God-appointed time, which became the source of their farm's namesake, Kairos. He said, "We plant seeds with the hope that, with enough sunshine and rain, something will grow." He shared his family's history of growing crops in Bullock County for generations, from watermelons to turpentine, working mules in the fields and selling eggs, milk, and layers, chickens for eggs, and insurance. He also emphasized the importance of changing with the times. His forefathers learned to change and adapt, growing new crops and learning new skills. Cromley shared a message of hope. "I believe that the future of agriculture in Bullock County is bright, but don't forget that we need each other." Attendees at the Farm City Week luncheon. Dwayne Grice, Farmer of the Year. Lisa Hodges, community banker with Morris Bank, presented the Farmer of the Year Award. The Chamber and Morris Bank recognize the complexity of the challenges faced by ag retailers and farmers. The ag partnerships of this community help mutual customers achieve greater business outcomes for all. The Farmer of the Year Award goes to Matt Connor of Third Connor Farms. Matt Connor, a fifth-generation farmer in the Stilson-Leafield area who has farmed closely with his dad and two brothers, growing cotton and peanuts, was recognized as the Chamber's Farmer of the Year recipient for 2023. Connor asked his family to stand and thank them for their support. "I've had a lot of good teachers in my life. I never could have asked for better." His wife, children, two brothers, father, and other family members were in attendance. "On the farm, sometimes things are up, sometimes they're down, but there's one thing that can be instilled in you: perseverance. Just keep on going, put your head down, do what's right, and have faith in the good Lord. I couldn't have asked for a better teacher," Connor shared as he thanked the crowd. Live stream of Farm City Week program. Chamber Board Chair recognizes event supporters. Chad Wiggins, board chair for the Statesboro Bullock Chamber, thanked the crowd in attendance and encouraged anyone who wants to learn more to get involved in the chamber. Wiggins stated that it is an honor serving this community as a champion and advocate for business. He acknowledged the individuals who made the event possible, including the chamber staff Jennifer Davis, Mandy Broadwell, Landon Harrelson, and Caitlin Gordon. He also recognized and thanked the board of directors, elected officials, and sponsors, including presenting sponsor, Morris Bank, and silver sponsors, Bullock Fertilizer, Bullock First, Core Credit Union, and Dabbs, Hickman, Hill & Cannon, who invest in the business community and in agriculture. "One of the most impactful tasks we have as a chamber is partnering with our community stakeholders. Partnerships are a two-way street, and today we want to recognize the county. The county has been so good to us, and we want to thank Bullock County Recreation and Parks under the leadership of County Manager Tom Couch and Recreation and Parks Director Eddie Cannon and Ag Complex Manager Billy Springer. They have been gracious and dedicated partners for this event for the last several years. This is a wonderful facility, and we are grateful to be able to showcase it at this event," said Wiggins. Wiggins congratulated Matt Connor and his family and thanked everyone for attending.